more you take people out of bidding at the yards, to me that means lower prices for the beef producers, and they've suffered enough in the last 10 years.
Do you know if there's evidence of the fact when there's less people bidding on beef that that they have more market power and the producer misses out?
Certainly. My good friend David Gillespie is a member for Lion, replaced Rob Oakeshott in that seat. A couple of weeks ago, when the beef prices were rising rapidly, one of the buyers pulled out of the Warhope sale, and that increased price was 25% less than Tari just down the road a couple of days before. So, yeah. Well, when I sold crossbred lambs here a few weeks ago, there were basically only two bidders going from pen to pen. I want to see more people bidding against each other to get our livestock, so it brings more money to the farm gate. Simple as that.
We've had a situation on the Victoria-New South Wales border where at the new Wodonga sale yards, processors weren't happy in how cattle were being weighed, and nine processors got together and boycotted the one sale. Does stories like that concern you when you are worried about the market dominance of just a few players in the beef industry?
It certainly does, and if that would have, I would say, taken huge demand out of the sale, that is very concerning.
Does the idea of processors boycotting because they're not happy with the conditions sound fair to you?
No, it doesn't. The conditions set out there, we have strict regulations on the treatment of animals and curfews, etc. They should be well aware of the conditions. I mean, when I was calving livestock, sheep and cattle back in the 70s in South Australia, we had some pretty rough setups, pretty rough yards, pretty rough loading ramps, pretty rough trucks. You don't see that today. The stock are cared for well, yarded well and presented well, and I think everyone should be really happy with the way our livestock industry has progressed so much over so many years.
We've had the JBS and Primo investigation by the ACCC, but do you think there needs to be a more wide-ranging look from something like the ACCC at the beef industry and how there are so few major players bidding on cattle in general?
Well, I don't think Rod Sims and the ACCC understand the beef industry at all. Hence, the recommendation to allow the takeover of Primo by JBS Swift to go ahead. If they were actually selling cattle, especially their aged cattle, they'd have an idea of the market and how it works. And this is what I find concerning.
Does there need to be another inquiry into ownership of, I suppose, the such little diversity of ownership in this industry?
Could be worth looking at, but the point is this. ACCC said, oh, look, there are plenty of domestic buyers out there. When it comes to the aged cattle, as I said, the 10-year-old cows, the old bulls, well, the local butcher shop, Coles and Woolworths, you know, are not putting them in big bulk through their supermarkets or butcher shops. The quality is very poor, especially the skinny old cows. It's tough meat. That's why it's minced and goes in the hamburger meat. And that is really concerning that the ACCC say we've got plenty of domestic demand, but 70% of the beef we produce, roughly, is exported. And I'm looking at the buyers in the export market, which, of course, not only the auction sales set the price for consignment stock, but that's where the price is worked out, and the more competitors, the better, in my book.
You're saying because the export industry is so big in terms of Australia's cattle output, they have a huge market dominance, and there's not as many processors of that kind of beef.
Well, exactly. I can only think of four in New South Wales, Southern Queensland, who are actually exporting that type of beef overseas.